all goes to the Department of Revenue, and we don't even know who's paying and who isn't paying for water. It's terrible. And that is a huge problem of people not paying.
And when you work with them and find something and then go to someone else and say, then the next time you call, that person's no longer there. I think that's right, yeah.
One other thing that I think is noteworthy to this group, and that if you get in this discussion with people, these retailers and these service providers that have to pay sales tax, like the nightly rentals are supposed to be paying sales tax, they are not paying this. The guests that stay there are paying this, and they are stealing from them. They're stealing their tax dollars. So if you want to
pocketing it.
Yeah, if you want to collect from people and then just keep it, you would expect to be addressed.
When you call the Department of Revenue on it, when you get a name, when you sit in a meeting, you find out supposedly they're paying this company and they're taking care of them. But that name, when you call the Department of Revenue to see if there's any taxes being paid under that name, you can't find it on your list. And they don't seem to have time to mess with it.
Now, the right now. Unpaid political advertisement here. I thought when we got rid of Director, what was his name? I want to say Walter, but that wasn't exactly Walters. Walters, Joe Walters. When we got rid of him, I thought maybe the Department of Revenue would come around. Not one bit. They are broke fundamentally. They don't have a clue what's going on. And when you tell them that, they say they are fixed and they got this. But they don't. It's terrible. Exactly that. And then, I believe it's possible that if we needle somebody enough, they get fired from their job up there. If they ask too many questions up there, they disappear. So you don't want to do that. I mean, we don't want to do that to people. But I personally talked with Director Walters on several occasions about these issues, and they say they're fixed, and they are not. So, anyway. You guys are hearing all this whining.
I know on my sales tax, on big busy months, for the next month, they send me a form. But when it slows down, they don't send me a form for the next month to report sales tax. So, of course, I've made forms, and I've got copies of them, and I just scratch the date out, fill it in. But it's just strange that I get forms about 7 months out of the year, and the other 5 months, I provide my own form.
November this year, in my bank statement, my check didn't show up. I was concerned, Department of Revenue. It showed up in my bank statement in January.
Well, we're doing the TIF for Menards, and we paid that off, so...
You paid it off?
Well, we issued a bond, and Menards is gone. So we don't write checks to Menards anymore. So we write checks to the bond company. But when we were writing checks directly to Menards, they had to send us what they had paid in state sales tax and when it was remitted. So we knew that. Kevin Duktovich, man, he was a... He just called it. He just sent us an email and said, this is what we pay them, this date, da, da, da. You go to the state, they don't pay it back. And then they say, well, they didn't file timely. Well, of course they filed timely. We have all the information. We know what they did. And I can't tell. I don't think they're lying at the state. They just don't know. They just don't. Because these are public servants that think they're doing the best they can. But they are so poor at this. And we would know. We never, once on the quarterly payments, we get Menards and Lowe's at the same time. Otherwise, one of the two of them, we don't get. Then we get a double payment the next month. And those big corporations have it on speed dial. If you ever see how sales tax are paid, they're paid in a big old chunk from those guys. And then there's like 59 cents or $1.30 or whatever. What they do is they estimate it at this. And then when they get the actual bill, they pay the $1.30. So that you get the timely filing consideration for the big chunk. And if you miss that, you have to pay extra 1% on the 39 cents. So you know they pay this, bam.
And because you're the only one in that, I think you can see that, and I thought, well, Menards is not doing very good. They're not from the, what we get the sales tax. And whatever we get, you should be getting at the same time, because if they send a check, you can put it through.
Menards, don't put this in the record, it'll kill me, but Menards has a range from $28 million a year in a Menards to $39 million a year, and we're at the $38 million. Now, we are the largest single-story Menards in their whole system. They have two bigger. They're two stories. But otherwise, we're the biggest Menards because they're not planning to go south.
Assessor needs to talk to you.
The largest in the nation.
The assessor does need to talk with us, but the real bottom line is Menards is fighting their property tax stuff as they do with every one of them. And I will tell you, I love the local Menards guys, Brian Creasel and his team, they're really great. Corporate Menards is terrible. They are terrible.
That one there's got an upstairs for some stuff.
It has a mezzanine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but no, these actually have two full floors of whatever Menards can put in two full floors. So,
almost everything.
Everything.
I've been talking a lot, and I'm the one that's got to leave at 1:30, so I'm causing myself trouble here. But
not at all. Go ahead, sir.
If we can skip down to new business, I don't know if there's a MoDOT update, but if we can skip down to new business real quick. The sidewalk program between the city or the College of the Ozarks and Southtown, we do the final vote tomorrow night on the intergovernmental agreement, the cost share agreement, the cost apportionment agreement with MoDOT, and that will be approved. In the interim time, College of the Ozarks has signed their cost share agreement with the city, and it was approved on our half for signature the week ago Thursday. So we needed to have we were out on the hook for $277,000, and we needed to make sure that College of the Ozarks would approve their $137,000, and then we'd approve ours, but we probably couldn't have done the heavy lifting on our own if they didn't want to do it. So they did. So all of that stuff is happening. MoDOT told us the construction would happen in year 21. So it won't happen in 20. It'll happen in 21. So at any rate, but Thursday night this week, we will have the final reading on MoDOT stuff has to be done by ordinance instead of just a resolution. So we'll pass the second reading of the ordinance, and that sidewalk project at $608,000 will be approved on our end, and then they will sign off on it and we should go then start moving forward.
Sounds good.
All right. If you're leaving, we'll have to adjourn with not enough people.
You don't have to adjourn, you just won't be able to take it to vote.
I've got a piece of reading material to take with you, but we don't even have to discuss it, but it's part of the continuation of the old business to the new business. But I'm like Will Rogers, I only know what I read in the paper. But I saw an article where the governor approved some transportation cost share programs. And I don't know if it passed us by or whether this is the grants that we're talking about maybe going after. But there was also a 10% portion of that that they paid 100% of. And that was in December. That was just this past December. And it closes in January. And I didn't know whether this passed us by and we didn't know about it or what happened, but things are happening around us.
And you can kind of read it for yourself, but also for the record, if there is money out there, we need to be going after it.
Relevant to transportation.
I'm going to have to read this a little bit.
It was a combination support of MoDOT and the Economic Development, CED. And that was to the tune of $50 million They already assigned those for, by the end of this January.
Yeah, this was the governor's cost share program where the legislature last year portion, or gave $50 million to go out, and it was the 50-50 cost share, kind of like they were talking about. If they can get the $50 million for this next fiscal year, then it'll be out there again, but it has to be, the legislature has to approve that. So this, they did it this past year, and it was open for local roads. It didn't have to be on a state route, it could be a local road, and anybody could apply for it, private, state, city, county, whomever. And they had been $92 million in application requests, they can only fund 50. They did have one that they ended up not, that ended up pulling out, so they have $3 million open up. I don't know if they decided.
How do we get a flag or a heads up, you know?
We talked about this at our meeting.
And I'll say we just goofed on that one. I think we could have done something important with that. You get so many of them.
Well, if we could get a flag on the ones that are upcoming, that's what I'm saying for this year.
We talked about this one at this meeting, but you guys were in the middle of applying for build. So I think the priority was to get that build application submitted and wait and see how that fell out before you guys applied.
So we'll be
I feel like that was sort of the conversation.
We'll be at the ready for this year, then, right?
Basically, the application was the same time, so we did one in Ozark, or we helped with the one in Ozark, but it was funded.
They were due October 1st. Because
Nixa
got one, Ozark got one.
We want to jump on these. If we just keep us aware.
Well, as soon as the budget gets passed, we'll know whether it's in.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what we were talking about earlier.
And we know that you have to pull a lot of economic data to make it.
That one is the wrap-up.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Sorry, we're at 2 o'clock.
And we need to adjourn what we
have for done.
Oh, yeah.
No, you can adjourn without it.
Move to adjourn?
And Ozark was the one that...
Got moved to adjourn. We have a second.
Jared can bring down a bunch of that stuff.
Aye.
Discussion of those favor. Aye.
Motion carries adjourned.
Good.
Thank you very much.